You are with Mind Food Radio, and I am thrilled to speak with somebody about something very close to my heart. I welcome from Nespresso the New Zealand Coffee Ambassador, Mitch Monaghan. Hello, Mitch.
Hello, Nikki. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. We are talking about Milan. We're going international and the return of Tribute to Milano.
Exactly right. And it's, you know, it's always fun to go a bit international, in particular with something like a coffee. And with Nespresso, what we've done is we have brought a Milanese coffee culture into a capsule, into the homes of Kiwis, because we released this coffee firstly back in 2015, and we call it the Tribute to Milano. But what we've been able to do is bring it back because our customers just told us they loved it.
Okay, now let's just have a wee chat about that briefly. Are there any similarities or parallels between, I'm sure we're going to say we'd like them, between New Zealand and Milan?
Well, if we look at Milanese coffee culture and the coffee culture here in New Zealand, what you really see is the similarity between what's called the una pausa. And this essentially means quick break. It's all about taking that moment for yourself to enjoy your coffee. And if we think about Milan, or if you think about Italy, even broadly for a second, what we start to conjure images of is the espresso and drinking that coffee nice and quick. But what we see the similarity here is that in Milan, in the morning, the coffee is enjoyed quickly, but with milk. And we know in New Zealand we love our coffee with milk to begin with, but we also share that love of having that moment to stop and to have that quick break for us in the morning. So the similarities, I guess, between us and Milan are all about the pleasure or the pursuit of pleasure of coffee in the morning.
When you release these particular, flavours for want of a better term, do you know what sort of response you're going to get, or is it really just let's launch this and let's see how we go?
Well, we always do a lot of testing to find out if we're on the right track, we'll say. And if we look at Tribute to Milano to begin with, what we did is we actually did a lot of sensory tasting in Milan. You know, it's a hard job, isn't it? And the idea there was to find out exactly what the kind of coffee, what does it taste like, what does it smell like, and where does it come from? So we did a lot of tasting of Milanese espresso, and that then took us to Central and South America to go and find the right beans to be able to craft a coffee that tastes like exactly what you'd find in Milan. So it did take a lot of testing, A, to make the right coffee, and then B, to make sure that it's exactly what our customers loved. And we were so lucky to craft something that's been so well received.
Now, there at Nespresso, are you quite surprised at New Zealand's maturity when it comes to what they like with regard to coffee?
Well, do you know, we know what we love, and I think that's really important in terms of coffee. I would say that Kiwis really know how to pick a good cup. We look for the cup that's going to have a great crema. We look for the cup that's going to smell great, but ultimately we're going to look for the cup that's going to taste great. And we're, I think, really, really good at being able to pick that right cup for us.
Brilliant. It's called the Tribute to Milano. How long are we expecting this to be available, Mitch?
Well, as a limited edition, normally we see these go for about 10 to 12 weeks, but I expect we will see this one stick around a little bit longer because, as I said, we know that our customers loved it, so we have tried to make a little bit more this time.
Bless you. Mitch Monaghan, New Zealand Coffee Ambassador for Nespresso. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Nikki.